93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show. Lante, Jeremy Warner. It is Thursday, and we're talking NFL football.
It's almost here.
Oh, baby.
Sneaking up on me.
And it's NFL, not just NFL football. We're talking NFL draft.
Right. Three weeks away.
Which, as a Cardinal fan, is more exciting than the actual season.
That's
all
true.
Right? So that's exciting to me.
Bears fans like me, usually it is too, but we're only 3 weeks away. So we bring Scott Wright from draftcountdown.com. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me.
Well, Scott, we're going to ask you about the Illini prospects, obviously, but Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay come out today, both released their mock draft, have Cam Newton going number one overall, the Auburn quarterback, all the off-the-field drama with him. Obviously had a great 1 year at Auburn. I know you have him ranked a little lower, right?
Yeah, I actually have him rated as a late first rounder, and there's no denying his talent, and he's got a world of potential. I just question whether he has the intangibles to maximize that potential with all the things that he's had in his past. And I would be surprised if he goes number one overall. One, just because I don't know if I would have ever seen a player with that many question marks, both on and off the field, go with the number one overall pick. And secondly, the Panthers owner is really kind of taking a hardline stance with off-the-field stuff. He does not want guys who are going to make headlines for the wrong reasons off the field. And it started with the whole Ray Caruth situation years back. So I have a hard time seeing the Carolina Panthers owner signing off on Cam Newton considering his checkered past. And so I tend to think it's maybe a smokescreen because there's lots of talk out there. That seems to be a consensus right now that Cam Newton is the favorite to go number one to Carolina. But I wonder if that's a ploy to try to encourage a team like Buffalo at three, Cincinnati at four, to maybe trade up a little bit for him. But we'll see. I guess only time will tell. But I'll be surprised if Cam Newton goes number one.
Scott, is this more because there's not a clear-cut number one guy out there?
Yeah, that's part of it. And the Carolina Panthers' decision would have been very, very easy if Andrew Luck from Stanford had decided to come out. Their decision would have been made on January 15th. But because he went back to school, they've had to go back to the drawing board and do a lot of work. And I think they still probably don't know who they're going to take. I truly believe the Panthers have probably three, four, five players that they're still considering, and they may not make a final decision until right up before the draft. And who knows, maybe they're going to try to trade down if there's a deal out there. Now, I don't know who's going to want to come up. They might get stuck there, but they're going to have some options with both Cam Newton, Blaine Gabbert, the quarterback from Missouri, Marcel Darius, the defensive tackle from Alabama, which is arguably their greatest need, A.J. Green, the wide receiver from Georgia, Patrick Peterson, the DB from LSU. So that's kind of the rogues gallery that they're looking at.
And I feel bad for Panthers fans and the Panthers, honestly, because, I mean, they were sitting, if there was sitting the green. 1 year in the last four or five that you wanted to be sitting with that number one pick, although last year, yeah, it's hard to argue that the Rams didn't do pretty well with Sam Bradford. But, you know, with Andrew Luck, I just feel bad for the Panthers. But we move on and we talk about the Illini now. Illinois's got three kids that look to go pretty high in this draft, or at least get drafted. That's Corey Legit, Martez Wilson, and Michael LeSchor. Legit right now, it seems like, Scott, is the guy that's going to go the highest, right?
Yeah, Corey Legit has really got a lot of buzz surrounding him now, right now, and a lot of positive momentum. And there's talk he could maybe even sneak into the top 15 overall, maybe worst case top 20. And there's some who feel there's not as much separating Corey Legit and Nick Fairley from Auburn as a lot of people think. Legit is a fascinating prospect. I mean, he's got everything you look for, and there's no telling how good this kid can be because he just really dedicated himself to the game in the last year or so. He lost 30 pounds before the 2010 season and just had a breakout 2010 campaign, and the world is his oyster. If he keeps developing at the rate he did this past year, he could end up being just as good as Fairley and Darius. He's a guy that has a lot of fans in the NFL, and he's going to go a lot earlier than people realize.
Yeah, Scott, I was at the pro day here a couple weeks ago, and I guess when Rex Ryan, the Jets coach, flies to Champaign, I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you have coaches or general managers take time out of their busy schedules this time of the year to come visit an individual pro day, that usually is a pretty good indication that they have serious interest in somebody there.
Scott Wright from DraftCountdown.com joining us talking about the Illini prospects and their stock. How about Michael LeSchor? Where's he rank in the running backs? Has he answered any questions yet for these NFL owners and these GMs?
Yeah, I think he's right there battling for that second spot behind Mark Ingram. I think LeSure is going to ultimately be either the second or third running back selected. I know at one point there was some talk that maybe he sneaks into the latter part of round one, but I don't see that. There just aren't that many teams that have a first-round priority at the running back position. And as a result, Mark Ingram, who everyone agrees is the top guy at that position, is going to drop a little bit in the first round as well, I think. But LeSure is going to come up the board somewhere in the second round, and the guy he's battling is Ryan Williams from Virginia Tech. But if you want a big, powerful runner, LeSure is going to be your guy, and I think he'll come up the board somewhere in the probably mid to late part of round two.
And, of course, Scott Martez Wilson, I know a kid that really showed what he could do at the combine, and it seemed like everybody thought he would, and he went over there and excelled. Is he still doing that climb as well?
Yeah, I think Martez Wilson is a solid second-round pick right now, and he's a guy that's going to generate a lot of debate in draft rooms because he worked out like a maniac. I mean, he was 6'3 and 3 quarters, 250. He ran a 4.49. The problem is he doesn't necessarily play that fast. He's a little straight line-ish, and even though he played inside linebacker at Illinois, there's a lot of teams that are looking at him as an outside linebacker, wanting to use that speed and have him rush the passer off the edge and 3-4 defense. So he's a very intriguing guy just because of those physical tools and because of the versatility, being able to play multiple positions in multiple different schemes. So anytime you can, the more you can do, the better. And his skill set's going to make him a target for a lot of different teams because he's not just a 4-3 or a 3-4 guy.
Martez missed a lot of time here because of injuries. The neck injury sidelined him for a whole year. Has he answered all those questions about his injuries or his injury potential?
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, he checked out okay in the medicals, but that's always a very tricky situation because the medicals really are a subjective matter, and 32 different teams can look at the same guy and come away with different opinions, and what it really boils down to is how conservative or loose a medical staff is with their evaluations, and some teams might take Martez Wilson off their draft boards if they feel there's an issue with him medically, whereas others are willing to take a chance, so it's always subjective matter, and usually when a guy falls a lot further on draft day than we expect, it's because of a medical issue. But I haven't heard any indications that Martez Wilson has something that's going to lead to him dropping.
We're talking with Scott Wright from DraftCountdown.com. And, Scott, a lot of Bears fans around here. I thought it was all in on offensive linemen, but is there going to be a value pick there, or are they going to go a different route, do you think?
Well, and that's the question. I mean, everyone agrees that the Bears need to bring in some more talent on the offensive line, although they did play a lot better down the stretch last year. They got some talented guys that they do like. Mike Tice did a phenomenal job coaching them up. But the problem for the Bears is the top four guys at that position are probably going to be gone, so the Bears are going to have to ask themselves, do we maybe reach a little bit for the fifth best offensive tackle, or maybe do we look elsewhere? For example, if by some chance a Corey Legit were to fall into their laps, I mean, he'd be a perfect three technique in that defense as a replacement for Tommy Harris, and that position is so crucial in Lovie Smith's defense. And if they don't go with a Corey Legit, or if he's gone, maybe they turn their attention to Marvin Austin on North Carolina, Stephen Pye out of Oregon State. So I wouldn't rule out a defensive tackle for the Bears either, and maybe they can wait around and get an offensive lineman in the second, maybe somebody like Ben Ajalana out of Villanova or Orlando Franklin out of Miami.
Scott, a lot of Colts fans and Rams fans around here. Jeff Saturday has been an unbelievable center for the Colts, but how long can he go? I mean, that guy's played with the Colts forever. Is that an offensive line that maybe is also looked at come draft time for the Colts?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've tried to bring in some replacements on the interior over the past few years. They just haven't had very good success doing it. But I really think the Colts are going to be looking for an offensive tackle in this year's draft. And Bill Polian, who's as good of a general manager as there is in the NFL, he's publicly already said he's kicking himself for passing on Roger Saffold last year, who ended up going with the first pick of the second round and started the whole season at left tackle and looks like a great young player. They need to protect Peyton Manning better than they have. So I think they're one of the teams are going to be looking at one of those top four offensive tackles, maybe a guy like Gabe Kareemi out of Wisconsin or Nate Solder out of Colorado.
And how about the Rams?
Well, the Rams, ideally, they'd love for Julio Jones, wide receiver from Alabama, to fall in their lap. The problem was he was so phenomenal at the scouting combine, there's a good, very good chance that Julio Jones is going to be gone by that point. And if he is, I think they might turn their attention to the defensive line. Maybe they look at a guy like Corey Legit. I've heard the Rams really like him a lot. J.J. Watt out of Wisconsin could be a possibility. Nice. And Alon Smith from Missouri. Their head coach, Steve Spagnuolo, is a defensive-minded guy, and he always prided himself on generating pressure when he was with the New York Giants, and they could use another impact defensive lineman there. So if they can't get one of those top two wide receivers, I think they probably go defensive line.
Wrapping up with Scott Wright from DraftCountdown.com. Scott, is there anybody that we shouldn't be surprised to see rise up in these last couple of weeks? I know they've done most of their due diligence by now, but is there a guy that you're hearing that might go a lot earlier than we think?
Well, watch out for Mike Pouncey, an offensive guard from Florida. I mean, he's being helped a little bit by his brother Marquise having such a great rookie season. And there's a chance that not only Mike could go higher than Marquise did last year, which is rare for an interior lineman to go in the top 20 overall, but I can honestly envision a scenario where Mike Pouncey is the first offensive lineman selected.
Wow.
There's teams that really like him, and they feel he's a safe pick. You can plug him in, and you know what you're getting. So watch out for Mike Pouncey. Don't be surprised if he goes – he sneaks into the top 15 overall, and then maybe he's the first offensive lineman off the board.
Scott, I know what I do. I love the NFL draft. I love watching it. What is a guy like you that spends so much time doing this? Do you just sit there almost like with an NCAA bracket and mark what you got right, what you didn't? I mean, what do you do on draft day?
Yeah, and once all the hay is in the barn in terms of the work, I do some instant analysis throughout the day, but I kind of geek out on draft day. I have my draft board where I print out labels with all the players' names and my rankings and cross the guys off as they get picked and just kind of sit back and enjoy the draft as a fan.
That's awesome.
Sounds like my fantasy baseball draft.
Yeah. That's the way to be a geek like Jeremy.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, just gave one name. Arizona's going with Von Miller?
It's there. I don't know if he'll be there. That's their guy.
All right, my man, Scott Wright, DraftCountdown.com. Check him out. Scott, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, that is Scott. Does a good job. Located in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Those guys do a lot of work. Do you know how easy they rip off names?
Oh, yeah. And go to his site, DraftCountdown.com. I've been going there for years, and obviously he just knows his stuff. And Corey Legit is a guy that has really risen up when during his pro day, you saw five guys from the Rams here.
Wow.
They had five guys here. Rex Ryan from the Jets was here. Rob Marinelli from the Bears. I think he's a first-round lock, and I think he will end up in the top 20. I mean, right now Scott has him going 29 to the Bears, which I, as a Bears fan, would absolutely love.
Yep.
But Illini pouring out the NFL prospects right now.
Three guys maybe in the top two rounds. That's awesome. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.